USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Infants, toddlers, and preschoolers could get their COVID shots as soon as next week. That's when they will become available, as federal regulators have formally signed off on making the vaccine available to kids as young as 6 months old. The FDA signed off on the vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech on Friday. The CDC followed suit on Saturday. Millions of doses have been ordered by the government for distribution across the country. Some 18 to 19 million children are eligible for the shot. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg personally knows what many travelers have faced over the last couple of days. That's because his own flight from D.C. to New York was canceled. He wound up driving here to the Big Apple. He told the Associated Press his department could take enforcement actions against airlines that failed to live up to consumer protections. But Buttigieg wants to see whether there are major flight disruptions over the 4th of July weekend and the rest of summer. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Officials in Philadelphia have identified the firefighter who was killed after being trapped in a building that caught fire and collapsed early Saturday morning. 51-year-old Sean Williamson was a lieutenant who served the Philly Fire Department for 27 years. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says he personally knew the fallen firefighter.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
Williamson leaves behind his mother and son. Four others were injured in the same incident. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The price of Bitcoin fell below $20,000 for the first time since November 2020. It dropped by as much as 9% on Saturday to less than $19,000. Bitcoin has now lost more than 70% of its value since reaching its all-time peak of $69,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Some SpaceX employees are exploring the unemployment line after criticizing the company to their colleagues. USA Radio's Lance Pry has details.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution. That reverses a ruling the court made only 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged the 2020 law requiring a 24-hour waiting period before a woman could get an abortion. The court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden took a tumble when he tried to get off his bike at the end of a ride. The trip happened at Cape Henlopen State Park near his beach home in Delaware. Secret Service helped him up quickly. Biden said he was fine and that his foot got caught in the tow cages. He also took time to speak to the small crowd after getting back on his feet. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.